Florida officials are rallying behind Amendment 10, which would require certain local offices be elected rather than appointed. A number of local agencies gathered at the Capitol Monday to launch a statewide initiative supporting the proposal. I'm Sean Mulcahy. Florida sheriffs, tax collectors, and clerks of the circuit court say the so-called Protection Amendment is necessary to make sure citizens have a say in who represents and works for them.
This amendment ensures that all constitutional officers report directly to the people, rather than charter review boards with special interests, county employees, or another layer of officials.
That's Martin County Clerk of the Court Carolyn Timmon. Some counties across the state have established charter governments. In these governments, certain posts like property appraiser and tax collector can be appointed by the county commission rather than through a direct election. Proponents of Amendment 10, like Timmon, say this erodes citizens' constitutional right.
I'm so dismayed that some local government officials are desperately trying to block their own constituents from voicing their choice about whether they want independent, locally elected and accountable officials. That just amazes me.
Those against the proposal include officials from Volusia, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties, all of whom have charter governments. They claim the amendment is an attack on local government. But Timmon argues it's not interfering with local ordinances, it's ensuring all officers are held accountable. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.